My first lighthouse, my first Great Lakes song was I do lighthouse restoration, and I was restoring a lighthouse, the Fishwa Point Lighthouse. I was impressed with the beauty of the place and the history, and I was inspired to write the song, a ballad of Fishwa Point Lighthouse. And then I had to get a professional recording done, so I came up to the Copper Country, and Bernie Larson was at a recording studio up there.
Yeah.
And we recorded my first CD, was called Ballad of Fishwa Lighthouse. I had written some other songs, so that really was my first recording. And then I realized that the interest was really in the Great Lakes, so I focused my attention on Great Lakes songs, and so now I've got actually 5 CDs altogether.
Do you remember where you were the day of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah, actually I was working on a freighter out in Lake. I was in Lake Michigan at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was a deckhand on a freighter, and it got rough on Lake Michigan, but not as rough as Lake Superior.
Did you hear about it while you were on the ship? On the one that you were
actually,
working on?
Actually, I didn't hear about it till the next day. When you're out on a ship like that and you're out in big waves, you can look down the deck and you can see the ship flexing, you know.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitchigoon. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the skies in November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald we'd empty. But that big ship and crew were a bone to be chewed when the gales in November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, she was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel films, she left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they've been feeling? Wind and the wires made a tattletale sound as a wave broke over her railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, was the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slushing. Afternoon came, poured down freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck. He said, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He cried, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, they had water coming in. The big ship and crew were in peril. And later that night, when the ship's lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have broke up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. But all that remained are the faces and the names of the wives, the sons, and the daughters. Thank you. the old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. So the legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitchigoo. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the gales in November come curling. Wolves said, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales in November come curling.